transport yourselves out of this room, Islam as it is today, on the tombs of the Mamluks, the graveyard of the Mamluks, 2.5 million people. If you could see any Arab town, it is concentric rings, beautiful polished marble buildings. Outside that, very well applied that, small ones, and then you get the shanty towns. War thieving and robbery and all the troubles that there are, middle of Islam. And I want to bring you that today. Various methods of putting Islam right. War, and I'm not speaking whether it's necessary, but in the days of the Papal Crusades, raised against the Crusades, a man called Raymond Lowell, and he went on preaching to North Africa, and he went back there as an old bishop. And he stood up boldly in the street and preached Jesus for 3/4 of an hour, growing restiveness, and at the end dragged him off and stoned him to death before he went. He who loves not, lives not. Quite true. Now, of the Muslims, and wants to go, we're not Baghdad, or joining the presiding bishop of the church in Leeds, who said that he knew a Muslim in a green country he had with him, who said his father used to pray, Allah, 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 and then he met this God and became one with him, and this bishop is still before I will let him be. We share none of that at all. No, the other thing is this. War doesn't work. These words were written by Gamal Abdel Nasser, who overthrew Farouk in Egypt. And I want to hear what he wrote in his Philosophy of Revolution later. Endless crowds showed up. But how different is the reality? If I were asked then what I required most, my instant answer, to hear but one Egyptian uttering but one other, to see but one Egyptian not devoting his socially the ideas of another, to feel that there was but one in his heart of forgiveness, indulgence, and loving his brother. Now, we have that as our background, not the way. I want to take you to what everybody considers that is the only way of reaching Islam. We pray 5 times a day. They pray 17 rounds of rak'ah, and that in various things. And in each time they do this, have 2 times and they confess, means to submit. Now, this means to be delivered up. Dr. Kenneth Cragg, and he's quite an authority on Islam, who came to the town where we do and spoke to the gathered Shias and Imams, and they admitted quite frankly he knew their religion better than they did. Wrote, protestation in particular produces and serves a key of surrender. Dr. Shuresh, who are still the Albert Hall to do so, I don't know if any of you went in this man, Dr. Anish Shuresh, well, he wrote this. Islam becomes a religion of surrendering one's life to Allah. So a Muslim, in his 7th day, each time twice, delivers himself and he surrenders himself completely to the slave of God, Abdullah. Ibadah means slavery. He becomes not just a slave of Allah, so he's bound in spirit. He is completely bound by Allah. If he's to be killed, well, Islam. If he leaves Islam, well, there's an apostate from Islam. Now, all that is very well. Islam, if you were to walk into Waterstones or a row of books there on Islam, is heavily whitewashed. Washed people from end to end. Nothing honest is said about it. I'll deal with that later, but I'll stick to that very well. Now, when we preach, we thank God. But it's not because we're under the law, but so that's the exact problem we're facing. According to Sharia law, a man must pray 5 times a day. As he's under the law, then that will get him as well to heaven, by no means certain. Cries each morning, early in the morning, and others think it's very marvellous. They say, Hayya Salah, Hayya come to pray, come to success, equals blessing, and prayer then is blessed. So if prayer is neglected, blessing, and if it's done, you will say to me, that's exactly how wheat is no different. But in Ephesians 1:3, our prayer, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. So we are giving of thanks. A Muslim does that. He must work hard for his... So then, if he works hard enough, he doesn't work hard enough, he isn't blessed. Some of the trouble. A man came to Muhammad. Muhammad, I have sinned. And Muhammad said to him, and the man said, Muhammad, I have committed adultery. You can go and pray. And the man said, but you haven't understood. It's adultery really 3 times. Muhammad said, fine. The man said, but you haven't understood. It is adultery. What shall I do? Muhammad said, go and pray. Now, do you see what prayer does in a Muslim? It's to build up his own righteousness. He has prayed to Allah, and he must do what Allah says, exact terms. The Quran, which I have in my hand, of principles, it is a book of, and if these rules aren't enough, at least rules exist in the tradition. And if you have to follow al-Bukhari and al-Muslim, and you have al-Masabiyah and all the rest, you have to follow traditions too. Have a level of, not the wahi of the Quran. So life is a mass of following tradition, the Quran, and getting to heaven by your... So then, that story I told you, and is an inspired story, they're called the Sahih, and the Sahih al-Bukhari, meaning they're solid and dependable. These are the traditions which every Muslim has to accept, or the traditions they don't have to accept all of. I'm talking from the point of view. Now, in Surah Al-Fatih says, that's the 35th surah, verses 29 and 30, who recite the Book of Allah and perform the prayer, what we have provided them, look for a transaction. The word is that he not fail. That he, that is Allah, in full their wages and enrich them of his... Go to the market and you buy or sell. You engage him. He sells, you buy, or you sell, he buys. And what they're saying is, you engage in this commerce with God. And if you engage in commerce with God, then God will... That's perfectly clear in the Quran. It couldn't be clearer. The Muslim word for religion is deen. But in pounds, it's also the word deen. I have a debt. The word for religion is debt. They have to pay a debt. Have to. But we're there. It's the whole difference. The fear adds to the prayer call the best of works. So the best of works, this is why Muhammad told that man to go and pray. Indeed, in the traditions, the key of paradise. Also, pillars of Islam, the pillars of the faith. And it said, he who Muhammad said, establishes the faith, and he who destroys the faith. So faith to work for. You work by prayer primarily. Do that. So he... The work that a Muslim does depends. Prayer is the basic good work. And so then we can say that the law which was built up from the Quran, and where the Quran is built up from tradition, and the whole of Muslim Sharia law comes from that. You know, the Sharia law is one by which they cut off their stone adulteresses to death and various other things. By going around to establish their own righteousness. Surah Al-Tawbah in the Quran, which is 110, truly Allah has given their souls and their own selves a property so that they may enter paradise. Allah, in the holy war that is, and therefore they will be killed. on the basis of the promise of the Gospel and the Quran. Who will be more faithful than Allah? Therefore, rejoice, O completed. This is a very great victory. See, Allah has an istara and fusihum. God has bought the believers, their souls, their very property, so that they may enter paradise. You've got to grasp about Islam. Is these people to Allah sold their bodies, and this is a transaction, just like on Woolworths or Marks and Spencer's. You transact selling yourself to Allah. So now you must work. One of the works is you have to fight in the jihad, and you kill to enter heaven, and you actually have to be. In fact, if you will look at this, which were got with great difficulty from some of the people with massive amounts of explosives strapped to their body, and didn't, was in an Israeli jail, another was in a South Indian jail, who was talked to, said in their own way, this, and I had committed so many wrongdoings, but by dying in the way of jihad, change all this for paradise. And one old man of a Muslim town among them, when he was put that question, said, well, look at corruption, the difficulties, the joblessness, everything. That is why our young people do it. So you see, you have to be killed if you're going to reach heaven. Don't you feel that your eyes ought to run down secret places like God for these poor people to leave the terrible grip of this power? Oh, it's something very. And it says that they've got it from the Gospel as well as the Old Testament law. So they claim the Old completely for doing that. It's amazing, isn't it? Not to fear, because there is no one who fulfills his covenant for love. Therefore rejoice about your bargain, which you have completed. This is a very great victory. Well now, where is the promise in the New Testament that God has brought quite through? Who has redeemed us to God, who's out of the slave market of sin? We're quite sure we... But here's the difference. Who paid your... Who did? Jesus did. By his own blood, he bought it. Who paid? He does. And by his own blood, that's the difference. Now you're beginning what Islam is really about, not all that the others put out. So then, is the challenge before us with Islam, grace in Islam. You see, Surah Al-Hud, Surah verse 114, says, truly, the good deeds, now, it's what it says, and you need in your account to keep a balance, even your good deeds. Dr. Taha Hussein, who went to the universities, I believe, of the Sorbonne, I believe it was Leipzig, I'm not sure, do you happen to know, got Dr. Small Free and was a blind man, who'd been brought a clever man, wrote a very influential novel called Souls, which is really autobiographical about his own life. The boy in the novel had a grandfather who was neither likable, said his prayers 5 times a day. You see, the idea doesn't have to be likable or good, but you do have to keep up what God wants. So there was a very wicked man who was in every form of prostitution, and it was a nasty piece of work, and he built a mosque. This is there after my story. And the country people have said this, God has got to let that man into heaven, but he'll have to let him in, now he's built a mosque. That's exactly how it goes. It's this making all the time. Now, in folk Islam, Lodians, there are 99 beautiful names of God. 22 of those occur in the Quran. But Allah was a wonderful thinker in Islam. He, for a while, appeared and then went back into Islam and started really what is Sufi, a great Sufi movement. Now, Al-Ghazali said another, which shows that God is everything and nothing. What is a Muslim to think about when he thinks of God? What can he think about? Well, when he thinks about God, God is not other God cannot be anything you think. If you say God is something utterly other than the love, you say God is power or majesty or anything other, it ends up with this, that nothing about God or think about Him. Now the next, the only son who is in the bosom of the Father, Muslims are without that completeness of God. They have no knowledge of who they're worshipping. God is exactly whom they worship. Al-Ghazali worked up Sikhism, and they tried to mysticize the Quran. Millions follow it, but I'm afraid it's rather degenerate. It used to be dervishes round us where we lived in Morocco, and one of them came onto our lawn, and they brought highly poisonous snakes. They offered to us to handle the snakes, which we refused. Give them a little money, which we did. And do you know what they did? They took it in front of me, I'm quite sure it was boiling, and poured it straight down their throats. They never seemed to suffer from it. They took these snakes and left them to touch them. A Frenchman did in Marrakesh, did not. So this devilishness goes on, devilish goings on, there's something there. Do you know one of the things they did in Arsalut? But one of the things they did was they used to go to a certain shop along the hills, and there they would cut the head off a young bear feet. Thousands of these young men would play football with it to find Saint's tomb. Now that was another of the Sufi just those things. They've descended a long way from Al-Ghazali. You can see we've established who Allah is not. We turn to what Allah cannot be. Now the Trinity, Father, Son, or Spirit, Trinity, because to say anybody with God is to commit the unforgivable sin of the Holy Ghost in Islam, although they don't call it that. If God will never forgive you for saying that Jesus is the Holy Spirit is one with God, the moment you think certain to go to heaven, hell, that is what Muslims are taught. Not even want to discuss it. When you say God the Father, of completely. He doesn't wish to have another word, only to quietly stop blaspheming in his presence. He has married Mary, and the whole thing is low and extremely rigid. They do not want anything to do with it. And then it's not just fleshly things like that. Lord Jesus Christ spoke 186 rahl about his Father, and he taught us to say the Lord's Prayer. So then, when he was dying, he said, Father, my spirit, Father, forgive them. Now this is Islam, to see God as Father. I can only put it to you like this. When I went to Morocco, the first Arabic was an old blind man called Miloudi. He was a very fine blind. He would have been a very upright and one of those who had nothing to do with it. Miloudi used to go very poor. And he had a wife who hated him. She was just to come along to Mr. Green and read with him in a very small way. And one day, you know, I love that book to read, but I cannot accept that Jesus is the Son of God. So he went on furlough. For 6 months in those days they went to in Suffolk, to the Suffolk man's ministry. And he said, children's prayers are more effective than ours because they don't much about sin as ours. He asked the children to pray for that. What did the children do? He went back to Morocco to see if anything had come back for him from England. That's really what he wanted to do. And they stood together. He'd had seen Mr. Green's house. When I slept at once, I slept up the floor. He used to have Arab children in from about 7 in the morning, 400, 500, 600 a week. There'd been huge numbers. And every way round him, he had to teach them. He taught them English too. Girls in all their engagement and everything outfit and come out again easy and be downtown. And their fathers would come for them and all sorts. Anyhow, he had this, and he said to Mr. Green, before he could say a word, that Jesus is the Son of God. Now that comes to what Muslims need more than anything else in the world. Now, it's 26 times written in God does not and cannot have a son. If God had a son, I would be the first to worship, that is him. Now, in more than 100 verses of the Quran, but he's a very different Christ to the one we do. Come back to the Muslim prince, marry a Muslim girl, here by the prophet's tomb, already waiting for him. He breaks the crosses and announces that Muhammad is greater than he for the world, for Muhammad. That is what they believe about the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he's a very different Christ. So that cross and regard it as part of what's fought against. But you see, the end of it is this: no sins, for there's no cross. And it finds in the Quran that God is the forgiver, Al-Ghafur, Al-Attawar. But no Muslim has ever forgiven. There was a great old man, and he was took on really from that. He was a good old man in many ways, but he was terrible. And he died saying that he did offer if God would forgive him. So the forgiveness to a Muslim. If you say to a Muslim, "I have forgiven," he regards you as a very proud person. And one who knows, who can know there is forgiveness of sins, tell he has passed over the day, has to walk the length of the sword, and he's a hair's breadth, and he's to stand before God, and if God forgives him, he's forgiven, and if God, and nobody knows he gets there, what will happen? One of them, there are two men from the village who went to God in the judgment day. One of them had been evil all his life, and God was forgave the evil men to hell. Now, they can't identify. I think that's the worst of all the traditions. I see the very bottom of the bottom. You see, God is totally kind of Muhammad, then you're a friend of me. Is really what it is. The whole thing is terrible. So then they have God, Abba, Father. They don't know that. And what is clear as a bell is Allah is not the... Now, in summary, God has in Islam, not love. Now I speak, if you had gone to your future wife and mercy on you, I would think she would run away. Love you, you might consent to be your wife. That's the difference between mercy and love. A Muslim depends, we depend on love, and it's a being. There's no God dying for us in Islam. Let's take the other challenges as soon as we can for challenge. One in every two Muslims, and not all are nearly slaves. I could have things which show you that it's a difference to slaves in their lives. Not all are like that at all. They have half the value of a man. Two women's testimony equals money. Furthermore, when there is supposing there is a son, he takes half. Abba, Father, they don't know that. There's no everlasting. What is clear as a bell is that Allah is not the same as God. Now, in summary, God has not love. Now, I speak to the young man who had gone to your future wife and said to her, "I would think she would run away. But if you said she might consent to be your wife, it would be mercy and love." A Muslim depends on, we depend on love. And it's a very, no God dying for us in Islam. Now, challenges as soon as we can. Islam is a moral. One in every two Muslims is a woman. And not all are nearly slaves. I could read you excerpts of things which show you that some Muslim women really have very little difference. Not all are like that at all. But legally, the value of a man. So, in court, his testimony equals one man's testimony. Furthermore, when there is an inheritance, he takes half, the wife, far more, takes half the son's share, a quarter. You cannot change that, you cannot make a will in Islam. Muslim states have broken out of this. Turkey is one, Tunisia, Egypt has some way out of it, but they're not altogether out by any... So, in the Sharia law, right to divorce. Now, there is a certain right. In the town where we live, there was a qadi. And to go to marry, you had to be all the celebrations were at home. But, you know, 10, 11, they would take a girl of 14, wasn't a stupid fool, and he knew the town a lot better than I did, and blind to the fact that this girl was 14 and the man would often marry a girl of 11 time after time.
I'm sure this was the reason it went on, is that if a girl of 10 would have fathers and grandmothers, her parents, her brothers, and bring them into the deepest shame to say no. One about the Prophet Muhammad is in Sahih al-Muslim, and it's given together. One tradition says Muhammad married wife when she was 6 years old. The next says 7, and that he consummated the marriage when she was 9. And a Persian Muslim lady who was extolling the Prophet, her in writing in al-Muslim, what he says, she lied. She didn't say any more. She went completely silent. But that man would be higher standards, not the saint of God, whose every action was to be... One great Muslim wouldn't eat watermelon because he didn't know whether Muhammad or spat them into his hand. They have to exactly copy the man to get things all about. They're copying him, the sunnah, and did, and there's what he said, and all the rest. The whole thing is there. The Muhammad Iqbal, the position of women in Islam, was something of which you... Very recently, a lady from Bengal believed that the Quran itself must be changed because them of the problem. Now, the Quran and not only allowed it, but worse, the contemporary muta'a marriages, whereby you can marry a woman for one to desert her. That was given to the warriors in their battles when they were... The whole thing is very low. Now, I am not accusing all Muslims of being honourable and good Muslims. I've known Muslims who lived quite... They lived in spite of their book, not by their book, because they wouldn't do those things. Not, there's something, even in its fallen state, is much finer than the Prophet Muhammad ever got. Earnestly believe that there are many good Muslims. He was a Kurd, and he came from there. The reason he got saved, he was the first man there, said was that his old father was a sincere and earnest. That I've seen my father night after night get out and walk out of our mountains and kneel down and pray to God. That God, he said, he never met the truth, but I met the truth. He was over 90 now. Said that when he went to Mr. Swanson's years before the war, and he'd run away from home and been spat on him and everything, Mr. Swanson said, I won't baptize you. Father is in hell. You see, Mehdi said, I wouldn't. You see, there are good Muslims, and his father was from Morocco, from Fez, and a good man. I can only tell you this, that not as a slur on all Muslims, but a slur on their book, I put it. Now, you think now the state of minorities, this was... There are at least 50 million Christians who live under the rule, and when you think that 30,000 have been killed in Indonesia, when you go to, you could go to Pakistani villages, when suffered for centuries and centuries being like this, they're what they call the Zbala, the people who live on the Ashdash, because they're dreadfully treated. They really have an appalling time of it. I don't agree with views on Mary in the Roman Church, but I do witness that whereas our country is thoroughly unfaithful, or remained faithful through every difficulty, the grosses, and they have remained faithful years and years and years, something which is quite wonderful. Now, converts are another thing that is a challenge in Islam. See, it says quite clearly in Islam, converts is to be killed. If you want to know the origin, came to Muhammad and were converted, and they were came from a... And after a while, they were also ill. When they got better, they did all the kindness they'd received by stealing the camels and renouncing Islam. Now, they chased after them and caught them and brought them to Muhammad. And you'd be there. I could show you the facsimile page of the thing. He had limbs removed slowly, day by day, and to be left under the sun to die. And that was the beginning of it, the law, that everyone who apostatizes from Islam is to be tied up or imprisoned in the house and beaten at intervals, and men are to be killed immediately. That there is sort of life has gone on. And if you're under Muslim, sorts of bad things, which make you a second class able to, unless you turn to Islam, to go on like in Morocco, in Meknes, a huge, it's called the Gate of Al-Ansur, the victor. Now, I once took my aunt from Canada right down onto the dungeons, the dungeons of the Insara, that's the people who follow the Nazarene, and there thousands of slaves were kept who built the walls, and they were tied up. I can show you where they were tied up and beaten the rest, but slave succumbed to a wife and a fortune if he'd use his talents, which were in built, and he built it. He's called Unsur. He's the greatest loser ever was. Others, where they were thrown down from the walls and died. Peasant people from the shores of this continent, came Irish ancestry. They didn't know much. They hadn't got the Bible. To the Lord Jesus, when offered great sums, they just renounce him. Haven't threatened our country a shame. It's something terrible that's gone on. Now, there in Islam, I'm afraid, is a moral challenge in the whole. Go to any Muslim country and you'll very shortly be cheated. Well, I have to say that in Morocco is a French woman. But it's perfect. It's huge, terribly, unless you know the prices. They double, treble, quadruple, without a thought. And tourists go paying quite pretty objects. Anybody who's been there knows it. Now, this holy oath that in the Quran, and this comes partly from tradition, you're allowed to lie first in the case of holy war. Now, they've got holy war. So anything you read or hear from a Muslim on the radio, it's beautiful press to them, may be lies, may not be. They're allowed to do it. Then, when there's reconciliation between two, to lie at that point. And then a man may lie, a wife may lie to her husband. So then lying in Islam and is legally permitted. Now see that in At-Tirmidhi 121. Then again, oh, show me this. A girl would say to him, it's true. Oh, what? It's obviously lying. And he said, you watch your hand. They do something. Now, there is a very, very strong 36, that a man, Muhammad vowed to do so, Allah excused him. It was with his wife, a pack of lies, and he had a special revelation from heaven. That is right deep in their thing. It is that when you get a lad who's converted at now, do not put on him the standards that you have got for rations of Christianity. Help him out of it. He will tell lies. He will get into this mess. Stand him, not say, whoa, he's not converted. He's a terrible liar. Christian people do with them if you're not very careful. Islinge, we look to those verses in 1 John 1, is this. 60% of this... Now, 60% of this book, the Quran book, is actually 60%... some of this Bible we have. So it's all, everything is changed. Nothing is the same. If you read Miriam and the mother of Jesus and the sisters, everything is confusion. It's been put by a lie. Take this book and change it into a lie in this book. A great challenge in Islam. You'll find an immense amount, which they claim came from other sources in the Bible and all sorts, but him into his face. Of sitting in rooms and listening to stories, reiterating them as the word of God. Well, I mean, it couldn't be plain enough that they were untrue that he did it. Well, that's his view. The Quran really is, and it is being told in the Muslim Talmud. Much of it, at the time, was copied from the Jewish Talmud and Mishnah. He started off praying in the direction of Jerusalem. Only later did he change color. And so on, as miles of it comes from the Jews. It's like Judaism in many forms. In fact, he said to me, now I've seen Romanism, is absolutely the same thing. We're the same, we work by good works, and we do this quite true. Now, this is the great point. Islam is a collective bondage. It's not a bondage, it's collective. It is very difficult for a Muslim to break. A Muslim who breaks out is breaking with his mother, his father, his people. He'll be regarded as a traitor and suffer throughout. And he's liable to be killed, anything to him. It's a very, very serious matter. Bondage. You see, it's spiritual underneath Islam. Spiritual battle. And what is worrying me is this. Muslims in this country, you look at the say they're getting. Spirit being allowed in. And it's this spirit, people into bondage. Dr. Sana, who's the Yale Divinity School in America, has recently stated it's over any boundary, and the only boundary holding it back in the West is a secular one, through which it might break through at any time. It's Islam with the gospel, and present it plainly, are taking part in selling our people into this bondage too. Will you give me one more minute now to do this? This of King Alfred, who burnt the cakes. Muslims got as far as Tours in France, having conquered the whole of Spain, at the gates of Rome. And King Alfred sent a deputation to the Martoma Church, and in it he sent a letter, and he said this: two outposts of Christianity left in the world, one England. Let us have better relations together and act together. Think of that. Islam has very nearly conquered once, and they failed to win at Tours. Wasn't by Charles Martel's clan. They had all dispersed seeking booty, and weren't brought together a united army against them. God did it, and saved the great fear for Europe now. 30 Muslims in Europe is the last figure I heard. There are 5 in France alone, some people say 8. We don't really know. Huge numbers. You can look right across. Yugoslavia, Albania is a Muslim state. There are Muslims in Europe already, and they're coming in. I'm afraid my time has gone. But there are other challenges. But will you pray? You see, you are the real problem. There was an old pastor in East London, when I was there at London, say this. He said, Peter's mouth board behind him was like this. Your mouth board is like that, shut. Open to the Muslim and open your heart of love to them for this poor sheep who've been led astray.